You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And we're back, folks, for hour two of the alternative media this Saturday, June 26th, 2021. And again, I am guest host filling in for Farron Schoaf, Richard Carey, and I'm here with co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And we have opened the phone lines. We are taking your calls for the second hour. Again, that number is 512-248-8252. If you don't have the minutes, 800-313-9443, but we do prefer, as long as you do, 512-248-8252. Okay, well, let's go to the phones then, Paul. We do have a caller in queue and has been on hold for a bit, so we do appreciate his patience. John in Tennessee. Good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Let me ask either one of you, does the name George Church ring a bell? He's called the father of CRISPR. Are you familiar with CRISPR-Cas9, gene editing?
Yes, I'm a bit, I've read a bit referencing it, but I'm perhaps you could mention it in a little more detail for the listeners and before you get to your point, sir.
Isn't he some geneticist guy or something?
Yeah, he's called the father of CRISPR. He's a Harvard professor, and some of the titles of his speeches are let's see here, the future of humanity, Sapien Symposium. He was at the augmented human being. So they're talking about hacking the human genome, and they're openly talking about it, even to the point where there was a video a couple of days ago that I was watching that was called Hacking the Human Microbiome, which is basically hacking the human gut, the germs in your gut. And they're not talking about it in a good way. So you said, what about this? What about this so-called vaccine that's really genetic therapy? Gentlemen, they're actually hacking the human race, and they've got people so afraid that they're complying willingly to take a gene alteration disguised as a vaccine to save them from a non-existent disease, and that's pretty pitiful. There's a woman named Jennifer. I think her name is Jennifer Doudna. That gave a speech, Paul, the Royal Institute, and it's called Rewriting the Code of Life, CRISPR Systems and Applications of Gene Editing. She's got another one, Into the Future, with CRISPR Technology, Editing the Code of Life. So they're actually talking about changing humanity openly. We see it in hospitals with epigenetics and heart care tailored to your DNA. These so-called intelligent people that speak in a language that few can understand are saying things that many don't understand, and rather than appear ignorant, they go along with it, where they're actually, I believe, creating a slave race through genetic engineering. I'd like to get your comments on it.
Yeah, well, we spoke about this, remember, I think it was about 3 months ago, where we had a guy call in about this, and we were probably a bit longer, actually, and we were talking about, you know, nanotech in that regard as well. And I think they are, whether it's nanotech or it's, you know, this guy you're talking about, he was involved with the Human Genome Project, if I've got the right guy correctly, and he was pushed this personal genome project and sort of synthetic biology.
He's the go-to. He's the go-to guy.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's the one that they hail as the. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I think you're right. I think that for these guys, they think, you know what, all this propaganda and all this mainstream media and all this effort we have to make to try and control these people's minds, no matter how hard we try, there's always this, like, there's always these dissenters, there's these outliers of, like, whether it's 10% or 20% or even 5%, and we really need to get these people sort of under control in a way where we don't have to make this great effort all the time, and that we can remove any kind of... this possibility of a small percentage where we don't control. And I think that I think you're right, whether it's nanotech or this kind of like human genome and, you know, synthetic biology and genome engineering and all this type of stuff. I think you're right. I think they are trying to create a slave race where they don't have to go through in all this effort and money to control people.
Well, and even the two women that supposedly invented CRISPR. If you listen to them speak, they say that CRISPR was a gift that was given to them. So if they did not develop it, they said it was a gift given to them from the, I don't want to say ether, but that basically they had help. Then you've got to ask a question. Who gave it to them? And why? Go ahead.
Well, I would imagine you're probably going with this where I would suspect that these guys are up to their neck in occult and satanic worship and stuff. And I think a lot of this information does come from the dark realm through occult practices, you know?
Absolutely, Paul. And if our mind is, first of all, you have to excuse that. I got ambulances going by. Part of the perils of making a call from the street. But if our mind is a computer, none of this, you know, we're given to think that a few smart people create all of this evil. But yet our mind is the most powerful computer on earth, and we don't use it. So if our mind is a gift from God, and we can be changed by the renewing of our mind, then just like hot is to cold, we can be changed by the destruction of our mind and by the inability that we've been taught not to think. We've been taught what to think rather than how to think. And we're paying the price for it because of lazy men, women, and teachers.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are suffering because of their provincial view of history and the complacency that, you know, that is so prevalent in the last sort of, say, century or so, when it comes to our liberties. And so many people are so complacent.
Well, we're using dialectic outcome, dialectic thought rather than didactic reasoning. And to me, that's the problem. I'm a product of public schools from a city, Detroit, Michigan, I escaped. Okay, but I was taught by teachers how to think, and something that sticks in my mind for 50 years, John, if you don't control yourself, someone else will. And that's what we're living now. People have lost the self-control, and they're being controlled by the controllers who are also the deciders. So when they tell you something's right and something's wrong, or something's moral or something's immoral, coming from people that deny the existence of a moral and loving God, then who's the decider? We've got to be able to say no. And when it comes down to this jab, which I think is literally, I know, I don't think, it's changing our DNA. It's mixing iron and clay, and the two will not cleave. People are going to be, just like they're saying now, they're going to be dying because they're taking something. It's like A blood going with B blood. Or, you know, it's incompatible with our existence, with our body.
Yeah,
and we're going to pay the
price.
And
by the way, that guy Church you mentioned, he's a member of the what's known as the Rapid Deployment Vaccine Collaborative, which is a group formed early in the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic to create an easily produced, free and open source vaccine for self-administration.
Well, and to make matters worse, Paul, they are beyond CRISPR-Cas9 now. They've invented another gene editing tool. I can't remember the name of it, but it's Cas9 CRISPR on steroids, where it actually... Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I would beg people, hey, I'm not going to tell you don't take the vaccine. That's up to you. I will tell you this. Before you roll your sleeve up, understand that when the Bible says a mark in the right hand or the forehead, I don't believe it's a physical mark. They're going to take control of your mind. That's your forehead. Or you're going to raise your hand and swear allegiance. That's your right hand. And to escape death, you're going to roll your sleeve up and obey a government or a World Health Organization that is criminal, that is satanic, that is Luciferian. You're going to swear allegiance to save your life. And in so doing, you're going to lose it. So think about it very much before you decide to take it. And on that note, that gloomy note, there is hope. So thank you both for taking my call.
Thank you.
It's great to hear from you.
Yes, thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Well, Paul, do you want to, give your feedback further on that?
Yeah, you know, Richard, you know, it's coming at us from so many angles, the economic issue, the lockdowns, and, you know, and it's hard to keep up with it all. We're all trying to, you know, keep things pointing in the right direction in our own lives with, you know, we all got to work and put food on the table and everything else. And there's so much information out there. But, you know, that whole issue of nanotech and this kind of manipulation of tinkering with our DNA and the human genome and vaccines and all that, it really is fascinating. And, you know, I really got to try and find some time to explore it more, because there, it's like we said earlier, it's always worse than you think. I mean, these people are, it's just diabolical. And John was alluding to there, and I agree with him. I think a lot of these ideas and information and intelligence, if you like, comes from, I believe, off-world demonic forces, which, you know, if you research any of these high-up, powerful corporations and these big, you know, these guys at the top, they're up to their neck in satanic worship and occult practices and stuff like that. So, I mean, we're really dealing with just a global satanic criminal syndicate, and it is dark as you can possibly imagine, and, you know, darker than you can imagine, you know?
Yes, I don't doubt it these days. I can say that much for certain. We have another caller on the line, Lauren in Ohio. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, how are you doing? Good morning, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you guys talking about whose fault this all is, and I keep coming back to it's each and every one of our faults. We're doing what these people tell us to do. We have no thoughts of our own. We're outsourcing our thinking. We're just lazy. We're WALL-E. So this is the only thing that can happen. The destruction of this nation is the only thing that can happen unless we change what we're doing. And we can do that 21 days. To a new America. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. You know, take your mask off. You know, have some common sense. And the thing is, they did this to them slowly in schools over, you know, years, decades. So it's very difficult to shake that thinking off. But if you just get people to look at the truth just is. I mean, do you see the thing where they killed this guy walked into a lady's house, took her 4-year-old boy and killed him in the street? He wanted to kill a white person. And this is what Obama and Hillary, they're promoting race war. Say it again?
No, okay, I may have heard that. I just didn't hear the whole story that he brought him out of a house.
Yeah, have the video surveillance, and he goes in, he's standing over the crib, he's, you know, and then he just takes the kid, and they find him, you know, 10 blocks away, 8 blocks away, you know, all cut up and dead. And that's what I'm saying. The things that people fantasize about. What are you allowing your children to watch? TV shows where the hitman's the good guy? TV shows where you want to be a superhero? Anything but yourself. Anything but what the beautiful gift of the body, the God machine that God gave each one of us. No, we don't want that. We got to pierce it. We got to tattoo it. We got to genetically alter it. We got to, whatever we have, it's just not good enough. We need to move to the moon. We need to, you see what I'm saying? It's our own fault because the things, whatever the mind of man decides to do, he can do. And so right now, hey, it's back to Noah and his days. And he flooded the earth with it. He said he won't flood it again, but hey, first by water, then by fire. And all these people that took those vaccines, and you got an uplink to these satellites, oh my goodness. I mean, it's kind of, if you look at the biblical prophecy, you know, people are boils, they're on fire, they wish they were dead and they can't die. That sounds about like what we're looking at. But as far as the mechanics of it, all we have to do is quit giving them our money. HisAdvocates.org, HisAdvocates.tv. Please interview this man. I went to a conference over the weekend, last weekend, and it was talking exactly about this, claiming your minor estate. Stop being the slave. Stop being the pauper. And the thing is, you never were, but they can no longer assume that you are if you formally cancel the relationship, rescind your signature on any contracts, et cetera, you know, with Social Security. And, you know, they took your birth certificate. I know you guys have heard about this if you've been around in this movement for any period of time. But it's true. And the thing is, think of the common sense of it. God made the men. The men made a club. The club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes for the maids and the butlers to obey. You know, like Article 1, Section 8, defend the borders. You know, Section 9, defend the borders. You know, prevent insurrection. That's the only thing this federal government is supposed to do, and it won't do it because they're looking at us like chattel, like property, like assets, and now you're being culled, like Dr. Rima Laib was told by a major female head of state, and I'm going to bet it was Angela Merkel. But, oh, it's time for the culling, you know, right. And because the people yes. are so yeah,
that
busy
was, that
being
was
too, afraid.
That was 2009 that I saw it on Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory. Yeah, she came out yep. there, and Alex Jones was telling Jesse a lot of what he's heard along the depopulation agenda related to the medical industrial complex and vaccines. I mean, it was all so spot on. And yeah, I saw a clip on that recently circulating. It was just like a minute or two long, or like 4 minutes. But it's a real good, concise a clip of what you're talking about there. Yeah, Dr. Rima Laib, for those out there who haven't heard of her.
Laibo.
Okay, I've said Laibo.
Yeah, she was married to Major General Bert Stubblebine, who was in charge of the armed forces, the super secret, all the stuff. And there were rooms he couldn't go in.
And
so,
Lauren,
somebody else is running this.
And Lauren, you said you used to work for a pharmaceutical company? Did you say
yeah,
you were a rep?
Yeah, two drug companies. One makes the tests, and one and one makes the one of the drugs, you know, Hoffman, LaRoche, and Boehringer Ingelheim. And so, you know, I've been out of the field for 20 years, but
you know how much it's all about it's always been all about the profits and not about safety.
It's about murdering you. See, that's the
okay.
thing. Everybody
even
wants
worse.
To say
okay.
it's all about the Benjamins, but it's not. It's all about eliminating you from this planet. That's mm-hmm. what it's about. That's their joy. That's where they get their high. It's like the adrenochrome, scaring the babies to get the adrenochrome. You're just a tool. They don't look at you. They don't have feelings like regular people. They don't love. Love is the degree to which you'll sacrifice yourself for the object of your love. They don't love you. They're feeding on you. You're meat. And so that's why I'm saying, let me get off this because other people want to call, but keep your money in your pocket, keep your children in your home, meaning stop turning them over to Satanist, pedophile, tranny story time, global warming, evolution. If you're going to put your kids in a room for 8 hours a day, you'd be better off to put them in there with a globe, with a Bible, with a Saxon math curriculum, okay? Let them go outside and play in the dirt and watch the chicken have an egg and watch the, you know, kitten die when it gets rubber in the street or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Real things, real truth. That's what children need to be exposed to. Instead, it's all socialization and, you know, we're going to let them teach all these lies. Now they're teaching four-year-olds how to put cucumbers in their behind so that when they have their first sexual experience, it'll be more pleasant.
Do you want us to hold you over,
Lauren? That's our fault. Again?
You want us to hold you over after the break?
Yeah. that'd be great if you're not busy.
Okay, we'll hold you over. All right, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We're back, folks, on the alternative media. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf, here with co-host Paul Edward Stevenson, and we're on the line with Lauren in Ohio. And Lauren, you know, there's this woman who used to be a drug rep, a big pharma rep, Gwen Olson. I heard some interviews with her on a Red Ice radio. She was in Sweden for a while. And she wrote a whistleblower book on how it's all about profits, doesn't care about your health whatsoever. I had been in touch with email a few times, but during a few rough patches for her where we never got around yet to scheduling an interview. I'd love to speak with you more about this as well, but you go one step further that they're trying to kill us, that they're not just about profits and not care about health and hide all of the deaths and adverse reactions, but actually are trying to kill us.
And keep the cures from you. Simple things, cheap things, 30 cents, ivermectin, tetracycline, hydroxychloroquine. I mean, these things are cheap. If they were expensive, I mean, when I sold drugs, I sold third-generation IV cephalosporin injectables. Okay, big, bad, hairy, this is the That's bone penetrates. This is the biggest monster out there. It was the drug of choice for Lyme disease. But guess what? It didn't work. But it doesn't matter. And that's my point. It's all these things poison you. All of these things shorten your life. Why do you think life expectancy went up during COVID? People couldn't go to the doctor. I mean, you know, the people that had cancer, people who couldn't get screened or scanned. Okay, yep, you had more of them die. But overall, the death rate went down. And so what's going on there? Well, you're not giving the babies the vaccines. Can't get into the pediatrician's office. Not going to take that risk with COVID. So little Johnny missed, you know, half a dozen shots. So the autism rates went down. That's what I'm saying. We are doing it to ourselves. And when we stop, it will stop. And when people like the patriots, the Christians, the Republicans, the people who call themselves conservatives and on the right, you want to be in the right. What are you feeding your children? What are you doing with their brains? Whose fault is it if they put you in a nursing home and, you know, eliminate you because, well, you're going to use up all the money if you, you know, stay alive. There's a whole lot of that going on. And, well, you didn't raise them when they were young. Why are they going to take care of you when you need your diapers changed? That's what I'm saying. This is a trade-off. The God's economy looks very different than the economy we're in. God's economy is just weights and measures, meaning if there's $1 trillion on one side of the balance sheet, there better be $1 trillion worth of corn and shoes and gas and houses or whatever on the other side. All this just, oh, poof, here's $6 trillion. The Federal Reserve printed it. It's fraud. Fraud negates consent. Fraud is actionable. We need to cancel the odious debt. We need to seize the assets. These people just stole our nation through fraud. BlackRock just bought 17,000 homes for $6 million. Are you kidding me? And this is the second time they've done this, and we're allowing it? No! You know, you didn't used to have a corporation with a charter more than 20 years. If they didn't do good for the community, the charter was dissolved. So what is this perpetual companies? What is this? No, nobody pays. You know, oh, yeah, well, the vaccines killed a bunch of you, so here's a little change if we give you anything at all, and nobody gets, you know, Merck pays a fine, Pfizer pays a fine. Where's the people getting executed for murder? It's like when Bill Clinton did the AIDS-tainted blood. They were shipping it out of the Arkansas prisons and killed a bunch of hemophiliacs. Remember the Factor VIII? They were taking blood from prisoners when and Anthony Fauci, here he is again. Here's Anthony. And who was standing next to him? Dr. Judy Mikovits, documenting all of it. And what happened to her? Oh, well, let's see. They jailed her, scared the daylights out of her, bankrupted her, gagged her for 5 years, and now she's like hell with it. And she's out there with books, Plague of Corruption, Mask, you know, the case against masks. And this is what I'm talking about. The patriots, the nationalists, we have to be people again, 3D me, meeting, face-to-face. Have dinner with your neighbors. Show them the documents. When I say look at the paper, Mycoplasma, The Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases by Professor Don Scott from 2001. When you look up that paper, you see the CIA, the CDC, the NIH, the Armed Forces Institute, that all of these people were engaged in watching the progress of this developing this pathogen, this combination of the brucellosis, cow arthritis bacterium, with the Vizsla virus, the T4 lymphocyte AIDS in a sheep. And you merged it together, made it into a crystal, and now that crystal is being injected into your body. That vaccine is an AIDS vaccine. That's why people in Australia were testing positive for AIDS. And so we are allowing these things. They have you sign a release form. So they're not even responsible for the damage, for the hospital stay, for all the stuff they do to you, and you got to pay for it too? Well, that's what happens when you decide that you want to obey men instead of God. It's simple. If you do it his way, there's no dis-ease. It's all easy. And what do they get this shot in? It's luciferase. They love it. 666 in the patent. They love it.
Well,
and
thank
we allow it because we're ignorant.
Thank you for your call, and yeah, please call in again to my show.
And wait, I'm doing Deanna's show today, 6 to 7 Eastern.
Oh.
So call, people, listen.
Oh, very good.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alternative Media. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf here with co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And, well, Paul, before we go to the next caller, well, that was quite a lot that Lauren was referencing there. Do you have some feedback for us? Did you want to comment on any of that?
Yeah, there was a lot she said, and, you know, there's very little I can disagree with. It's harder in practice to get everybody just to, you know, as I said to you before, the coronavirus and so many other things are predicated on lies and dependent on mass compliance. Unfortunately, the ground has been prepared through the institutions, through the universities, through schools from a very young age. You've also had a generation since the war which has had sort of unprecedented wealth and freedom, and with that complacency sets in. I mean, I don't wear a mask. I went through a period of about 3 weeks where I kind of wore one when they upped the ante with security here and they were really hassling you all the time. But more recently, I've just taken it off again. I just don't even bother. But it's hard to get everybody to do that. But if they did, the whole thing collapses. The other point I'll make is pertaining towards, she alluded to, you know, Christians and Republicans. I mean, the leadership in the church is not really fit for purpose now. And I'm not even talking about, you know, liberal churches where it's just a laughing stock, where you've got, like, you know, gay pastors and all this sort of stuff. But if you remember, I did a debate with a local pastor at my church on the role of the state and you know, and what the scriptures say what the role of the state is. So I have a guy arguing with me, pulling out obscure passages from Leviticus in some sort of desperate attempt to justify the church's either ignorance or abject stupidity when it came to the whole issue of closing the church. So either way, you've got huge ignorance just in that one issue with that one guy I interviewed, and an evangelical pastor, or you've got an extreme lack of testicular fortitude. Either way, this disqualifies him from leadership in the church, and he's just but one. But yeah, I mean, there is so much ignorance and lack of spine going around, so it's difficult. But those of us who are not ignorant and have a little bit more courage, it's up to us to try and lead the way, I guess, you know.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, let's go to the next caller, Amit in Massachusetts. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Richard, and good afternoon. I should say good morning to Richard and good afternoon to Mr. Stevenson. I think I have a comment and a thought. Of course, Lauren is correct in imploring us to simplify our lives, but it seems we have gone too far off in the opposite direction. So that is my comment. And the thought is about the homeless population worldwide. That is, I don't have public health data, but I think they are in violation of all official health directives anywhere in the world. That is no jab. Jab is, of course, I call it GMI, that is genetic manipulation injection, and no mask or no social distancing, so on and so forth. So going by official directives, they should all be dead or sick by now. But I don't think that is the case. So if we just concentrate on that, I think there could be many revealing thoughts or revealing ideas coming out of that. That is, what is happening with the homeless population and what is their living condition, food and everything, and why they have not been eliminated, or all fallen sticks, that is, all these campgrounds, tenements, or whatever location they are, they should all be empty by now. But I don't think that's the case at all. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you for your call. Yeah, well, you know, those are some interesting points. It'll be worth some further exploration.
Yes. Thank you for your call, Amit.
Yeah, welcome, Richard. Welcome, Mr. Stevenson. Bye.
Thanks for your call.
All right, and next we have Art in Georgia. Hello, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Did you hear the good news? Biden got $1.4 trillion to help the people. Was that freaking creepy or what?
That really was. That was very creepy. I don't know. Is that how some people talk to their grandchildren when they're trying to be condescending and mean? I don't get where. Yeah, his state of mind was to come off like that, but that's got to be a first for a president. All right.
I know. I was watching that when I was, because somebody emailed me and said, dude, you got to see this. So I went and I was like, okay, is he speaking to like some third graders or something? I mean, who is this guy talking to? Because you don't talk to the press corps like that. And here's the thing. I have to wonder. Now, if I were sitting in the press corps, I would have to raise my hand and ask a question. Why are you speaking to us in such a condescending manner? but I don't recall any of the reporters taking offense to being spoken to like a child. This is unreal. And they complained about Trump and his tweets.
It's a total freak show.
I was blown away by that clip.
I have never seen anything like this. And then he's got the nerve to talk about, employers are talking about how they can't find people to work. And he says, pay them more. Wait a minute, stupid. The country's been locked down for a year. Businesses have gone out of business. The restaurants that are still open, I mean, I never thought I'd see a Pizza Hut closed down, but our local Pizza Hut closed down. No kidding. What? They weren't making any money because of the lockdowns. So, I mean, it's not just little bitty mom and pops. It's big corporations are having to shut down stores, too. And I'm thinking to myself, now, I worked in a restaurant. I got 25 years of construction, but at the same time, you know, because a lot of that time I worked two jobs. And being homeless and working two jobs is quite fun, especially when you got a lot of other things on your plate. But, you know, I also have about 12 or 13 years restaurant experience in every phase of restaurants you can imagine, including being part owner of one, because my mom and I owned a restaurant back in the late 90s. So I know what it takes to run a restaurant. And when you... We closed down. Why? Because, well, Bush Jr. kind of screwed us with some of his tax plans and such as that. So we were suffering really bad. Our county was going through a lot of hard times because International Paper had shut down. And a couple other manufacturers had shut down. Lots of people were out of work. And this was because we did lunch. And the working people, that was our lunch customers. So if they're not working, guess what we're not doing? We're not cooking. If we're not cooking, we're not making money. Well, the same thing applies today. If these restaurants don't have any customers, they're not cooking. If they're not cooking, they're not making money. If they're not making money, they're laying people off. Now you come in and you want to talk about this $15 an hour and you want to talk about pay them more? How about let them get back open and get them back where they're making money again? And maybe if you stop with the stupid $15 an hour and you actually completely abolish, ban any future minimum wages and let real competition, not only between employees, but also between employers take place, you'll see a major change in the economy of this country as well as its manufacturing. But you got to get people back to work and you got to get the companies making money before they can even think about making more money, about paying people more. And if you stop the stupid taxes and stop regulating the hell out of everybody, they'd have more money to pay people more. This is what these idiots in Washington do not understand. I am a dumb, ignorant, stupid Georgia backwood hillbilly redneck with a GED. And I can solve about 80% of this country's problems, but you think they'll listen to me? Nope.
Yeah, they don't listen to me either.
And when you got a president up there that wants to whisper instructions. I'm sorry, guys. This country has gone to hell, and they didn't even bother with the handbasket. They just threw a Hail Mary and prayed that somebody was going to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. The rest of the world is sitting back and they're laughing at us. Hey, Washington, pay attention. You NSA characters or whoever you are that like to monitor RBN and listen to our conversations, why don't you get word to these idiots in Washington that they're screwing up major ways and they need to stop? Because if they don't, and I'm not making any kind of threats, but we are on the verge of a civil war right now. We are teetering on the edge of the precipice.
Yeah, something's got to give. It really has, you know.
You ever seen a boil when it finally reaches its full capacity? You ever seen what happens to it? You ever watched a volcano erupting?
Yeah.
Same thing. Everything has its tipping point. Everything has its limit. And we as a nation are about at our limit. We are teetering on the edge of the precipice of a civil war. And if people in Washington do not stop spreading their division and their hate and their garbage and their stupid, idiotic socialist ideologies and get back to being a constitutional freaking republic and start doing the work of the people instead of the work of the corporate elites, we might once again be the beacon of light to the world. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great one.
Thank you.
Take care. Yeah, Richard, I was just going to say, you know, there was Biden, of course, was talking recently. I don't know exactly how recent it was, but it was fairly recently where he was addressing the apparent insurrection. And he was talking about, you know, the American citizens and gun ownership and about, you know, it was almost a veiled threat again about, you know, that the U.S., you know, the state has, you know, F-16 jets and all this sort of weaponry. And how do you think you're going to, like, you know, you got more, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, do you really think you can take on the might of the U.S. military kind of thing? Which itself is a kind of a veiled threat, very strange, you know, eyebrow-raising sort of language from a president. But, of course, it completely contradicts his own narrative when it comes to the so-called insurrection, when he's basically saying, well, if you really want to overthrow the U.S. government, I mean, you're dealing with F-16s and, you know, the greatest military power in human history. But yet he reckons that there was an insurrection by a bunch of unarmed Trump supporters in January, you know?
Well, I've heard some compare the government ordering the military or if we had whatever UN forces in a scenario or whatever, trying to disarm Americans, take over the country, that it could be very formidable because of all of the firearms we have and just the spirit of, as you say, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights instilled in the average American, much like in Vietnam or Afghanistan. You know, you never can seem to take that away from the natives who are hiding behind every nook and cranny and know the place and have no intention of leaving by any means.
And not only that, but you would, you know, if you think about it, that your typical sort of U.S. veteran, your typical U.S. sort of military guy, he's not a sort of gender fluidity pushing green-haired, pink-haired freak. You know, he would be more of the Trump supporter.
Things are changing. Okay, they're working on that.
Anyway,
Caller. Let's go to the last caller before we run out of time. Dean in California. Hello, sir.
Good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call, first of all. And I write my friends and say, don't interrupt a country destroying itself. You know, Biden's a joke. He was definitely foisted on us for a reason, because they really didn't get their plan done with Hillary. It was a landslide there, and they couldn't cover it up, and it was a landslide this time, but they were ready for it. But something they weren't really ready for was the jab. And even with Event 201, if they'd have had Event 201 three years back, they would have figured out the jab by then, and then they would have gotten it into us when we were all wearing gloves and masks and face shields at this time last year and scared as heck. You know, like, I remember wearing gloves to fill up my gas tank with and then taking them off and folding them in on themselves and thinking, oh, God, I could be one of those, you know, 5 million that are going to die in these next 2 weeks, because I thought they'd release the bioweapon on us at that point. But it turns out that obviously what they're doing is scaring people into taking the bioweapon now, is what I feel. And something that everybody's been seeing lately is that magnet sticking to people's arm. And The Perfect Storm the other night, he was talking about magnetofaction, and that's what they're using in this luciferase stuff in the jab. And basically it mimics what the magnetic attraction in the cells do to each other to combine and take in proteins and so on. And that's how it's getting all over the body. Usually it stays in the arm or wherever they inject a vaccine. It will stay in that local area and get attacked by the white blood cells and so on and get localized and then broken down. But this obviously is meant to go throughout the entire body, what it looks like to me. And, you know, talking about restaurants too, I just making notes here, and when I was listening to your previous callers, we went out to dinner last night, and I couldn't believe what a cattle call it was. It was like everybody had come out of the woodwork, and they're all had. You know, I live in an area that's very conservative, and nobody's wearing masks. It was great. So hopefully you can hold me over. If that's it, I'll hang on if you can, though.
Yeah, we can hold you over, Dean. Just stick around.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're back for the final segment, folks, on the Alternative Media. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf. Here with co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. We have Dean in California on the line. And Dean, you're talking about the different elements in the vaccine, this luciferase and its magnetic properties, and you were expanding on the implications of all this, sir.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, it's called transfection, and It's how modified organisms are created, they say in this article. And, you know, it's just like GMO fruits are not healthy and organic. The same holds true for GMO humans and human hybrids. And that's what they're doing, is they're changing our DNA. So you're really becoming a genetically modified human being at that point. And it's just like the vaccine being rushed. I mean, when has anything rushed ever been good? And when has GMO ever been good? As a matter of fact, I know GMOs were developed as a weapon. I'm sure you guys know that. But they were developed as a weaponized way to hurt people, of course. But anyway, I was talking about the restaurants at the end there, and it was just amazing to see the hordes of people out, and it was neat to see smiles on people's faces again. You know, that's what I miss most of all, this covering of faces, is you don't get to see any humanity at all. It's just the eyes, and that's no window into the soul when you don't know what's going on with the face. So, but I really wanted to say that this dumbing down process that's been going on since the corporations were installed as the tools of our masters, and, you know, we have no way to kill the corporations off like the original charters did after 14 years. And I really think that that's a huge thing right there. And, of course, the monetary supply being owned by the same people that own most of those Fortune 500 companies. If we could control those again, we may control ourselves. But we've given it up. And I really think that this is Rome. And there are tons of fiddlers out there. And it's really sad, because this, like Charlotte Isherby warned of, and like the Dodd investigation of the 50s warned that these corporations and their tax-free institutions were going to lead us down the road into a communism, because, of course, they already did it in Russia, and they did it in all the states that they've taken over. And it's working. It's working really well, enough to get this General Mike Milley to talk about his reading lists. And of course, Mao and Marx at the top of them, and talking about how looking inwardly, you know, we've got to get our military to look inwardly. And I retort to that. Looking inwardly on a battlefield is probably not what you want out of your soldiers, because at that point they become just fodder. Anyway, those are my thoughts. I really think that we've got a total artificial life we're living now, artificial scarcity, taxes that are making us all pay the universal basic incomes of people that don't belong here, and pay for abortions, and pay for illegal aliens. It's just that. Bye-bye, America. That's all I got to say. Goodbye, America, unless you stand up, America, and get a spine, and get some gray cells firing those synapses. Get intelligent. Start thinking for yourselves.
Well said, Dean. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dean.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate you being here with me today.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Richard. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. All right, folks. Please support RBN. It's your donations that keep everything running. Please give us a donation. We could really use it this month. And we will speak again soon. Cheers.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.